All right, here we go again. Another volume of the Talmud. Got through another one. And if you thought the other one that I did in the other video was bad, this one's even worse. Not going to do all the legal disclaimer stuff here. This is for educational purposes. You don't like it, go, you know, fly a kite, whatever. I'm going to be showing the truth in here. And as a Christian preacher, there are certain things that I am just simply not going to lower myself to say. Certain filthy language that's in this satanic book right here. And, you know, you go and you look it up. By the way, if you aren't understanding what's going on here, if you look up the Talmud or something on Amazon.com, you will get a one-volume condensed edition of this. This is the real thing here, 24 volumes. I have all the other volumes over there, a few others in other places that I'm studying. But what I'm saying is it's 24 volumes. This is not for most people to read, and you'll see why. Okay, and I can discern between right and wrong because I'm a saved man. And anybody that's logical, too, can see what I'm about to show you is very wicked. And I apologize in advance. If you have small children, please do not let them see this. Again, I'm going to censor my speech because I don't want to lower myself to this disgusting level right here. This is not something that sane, rational people can read and just say, well, I don't see a problem with that. If you don't see a problem with what I'm about to show you, then you are a very, very dark soul, very wicked person. And your damnation is just that will be coming to you someday in eternity. All right. So with that said, as a little introduction here, I have my overhead camera hooked up and I'm going to show you this extremely dark thing. The original thing that I was attacked on was that I was showing, they were talking about a three-year-old. What happens if a three-year-old girl has relations with a man? What happens to her ketubah? And they said, well, that's just in case she was molested as a child. They're not condoning relationships. Well, I showed you in the other one that in the rest of that volume, they were condoning relations between minor girls and adult men. But this time I'm actually going to show you that they condone contraceptives and the reason for it. I'm actually going to show you this. And this thing, you're not going to believe this one. This is really horrible. Again, I apologize in advance. But it's important for people to see this, and that's why I'm doing this. All right, we have, this is Volume 9, Tractate Ketubot, Part 3, the Steinsaltz edition of the Talmud. Here we have page 174. We'll go up here. It says, the Barita or whatever states, the following three women are permitted and even required to have that while using an absorbent cloth as a contraceptive device to prevent pregnancy, although the use of such a device is usually forbidden. A minor and a pregnant woman and a nursing mother, in all these cases, pregnancy would pose a serious health risk. Right there it says a minor should use that as a contraceptive. Right there, a minor. And if you remember from the other study, a minor is a girl that's under 12 and a half years and one day old. Let me show you something else here. I'm not even going to read this. You can pause this and read this if you want to. From here down, there's a lot of really filthy stuff. And you can read down to there. Pause it and read it if you want to. I refuse to read that. I'm not going to lower myself to this level of satanic, disgusting filth. All right? I mean, when I'm done with these things, I'm probably just going to keep them around and maybe use them for, you know, starting fires or something like that. I mean, we're dealing with some extremely satanic stuff. And I've read some of Aleister Crowley's writings. I've read excerpts from the Satanic Bible. I mean, I've read some really dark stuff in my days of research. All right? Really horrible things. Nothing compares to the Talmud. Nothing. All right? Books on from Islamic sources up here and things. I have the Quran right there and another one right here. Different stuff. I have Catholic books down here. All kinds of different things from different people. There isn't anything that compares to this evil right here. And these devils come out and they say, well, you're not Jewish. So you can't possibly understand it. I can understand plain English. All right. With your little racist ideologies and things that I'm a dog. I don't understand because I'm a dog. Whatever. You're going to answer to God for this, you wicked people out there. And then, again, not all Jews, okay? I have to keep saying that. The ones that believe in the Talmud, you're wicked, you're disgusting, but there are Jews that don't. Okay, don't write it in the comments. I get a little sick and tired of that. Not all Jews believe it. Yeah, that's why I said Talmudic Jews. But let's go to the next page here. We permit a minor to take steps to prevent pregnancy lest she becomes pregnant and die. A minor is not sufficiently developed physically to be able to take the strain of pregnancy, and it may well be fatal for her to become pregnant and give birth. Okay? So, that's why she can use an absorbent cloth as a contraceptive. Yes, they are saying that minors can be physically active. And I just saw some devil in the comments, and they said, well, see, back in Talmudic times, they were slightly different. They were more intelligent back then and whatever. No. Okay. Children should not be producing other children. They shouldn't be sexually active under 12 years old. All right. I don't care when you're talking about, 1,000 years ago, 2,000, 5,000 years ago, whatever. It doesn't matter. They're not old enough. If your culture is telling children and sexualizing them at that age, then you have a very satanic culture, a very evil culture. Little girls 10 years old and things, they should be playing with dolls and having little teacup parties with their doll and their teddy bear. Not thinking of how to, you know, put something down there to prevent being pregnant. You defend this. You're sick. Back to this, it says, likewise, we permit an already pregnant woman to take steps to prevent a second pregnancy, lest her existing fetus become crushed-like until it looks like a flat fish. And there you have the Hebrew. And over here, it talks about the same thing. This is the literal translation here. And it says about lest she make her fetus a flat fish. What kind of stupid people write a thing like this? Sorry, but you're stupid. You're very stupid. Okay. If a woman is with child, that's the Bible word, with child, she can't be made to be with child while being with child. All right? Any man that's had a wife and she becomes with child, they're able to be together. It's even good in things during the process of being with child, to be active in the marriage bed, using biblical terminology here. It's not going to create all of a sudden a new baby's created and the old one becomes a flat fish. Like a flounder, I guess, or something. God didn't inspire this. Okay? You aren't going to find stuff like this in the King James Bible. Not at all. Let's get back to this nonsense here. And again, here we have it. It says, who is considered a minor for the purposes of this law? A girl from 11 years and one day old to 12 years and one day old. But if she is less than 11 or more than 12, she may have that in the normal way. So she doesn't have to use contraceptives. If she's less than 11, you don't need to use contraception. Don't worry about it. It's right there in the text. Back to the text here, it says, for a girl under the age of 11 cannot possibly become pregnant, and a girl over the age of 12 is in no special danger if she does become pregnant. The Barita there points out everything that has been said until now reflects the viewpoint of Rabbi Meir, but the sages say in all cases, whether the minor is under 11 or between 11 and 12, she may have that in the normal way. And we are confident that God in heaven will have mercy on these women. No, that's called fornication. He won't have mercy. We learn this principle from the following verse, Psalm 116, verse 6, which says, the Lord protects the simple. Let me look that up real quickly in my King James Bible, because I don't trust the Talmud. I'll see what it says here. But if that's, well, I'll get to it here. That's the Lord's protecting a young girl that's, you know, a minor wanting to have relations with a guy. He'll protect her, don't worry. Okay. Psalm 116, verse 6. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. All right. It's not talking about God will protect women that are nursing or, you know, pregnant or minors, and that they, you know, they can use contraceptive means and whatever because God will protect them. And I mean, what kind of perverted minds go to the scriptures and find that God preserveth the simple? And they say, well, God protects the simple there. The Lord protects the simple. That means that you can go on out and be promiscuous when you're a child. But you know, I got to thinking about this whole thing, what this stupid, you know, garbage book here teaches, and that is that why are they so interested in getting children, minors, to start having relations? Why? And I got to thinking about that, and I thought, well, it's as old as time. It's a military agenda. You say, what's that? Build up your forces. Build up your troops. Start to breed. See? Use your children as breeders. But I got to thinking, what if a 9-year-old Jewish boy and a however many old Jewish girl, year old Jewish girl, have a child? They're able to actually produce one. Because they say in other parts of the Talmud that a 9-year-old boy is able to start, you know, going out after adult women and things. Why would they do that? Because I don't care how smart you are or advanced you are as a society, you can't work long enough. Okay, I was talking to my son about this. We were laughing about this whole thing and stuff. And he can read this. He's very advanced for his age in terms of his understanding and things. And he reads it and he just says, this is stupid. You know? And I said, yeah, son, you know, when we go out to stores, I don't want you hitting on those adult women and things. And he said, Father, he said, how would I provide for one? He said, I'm 10. I'm 10 years old. He said, I don't have the money to provide for a wife. He said, I can't buy my own home. And he said, how would I drive to a job? He was going off about this. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. Unless you would have a religious system, a rabbinical system that would take the children from the parents and put them into the system there and would raise them at the feet of their rabbis. Raise them up so that they can be soldiers or priests and things like this. Oh, you've had children? We'll take them. And we'll raise them to be good soldiers. We'll raise them as a financial asset. All of a sudden, it starts to become kind of clear. That's what it's all about. They're not concerned for the welfare of the children in that system. They want breeders. Have as many children as possible. We have to get rid of the other races. You know what I'm saying? Very disgusting. So, I'm going to go through this. This is the second volume now that I've gone through, this dumpy book. And disgusting. You make me sick. And you, oh, you're God's people and whatever else. you need to repent of that stuff. You really do. You don't understand the larger context. You don't understand. Oh, yes, of course I don't understand because I'm a stupid white man, right? Uh-huh. No, I have the Holy Spirit of God within me. And let me show you a verse of Scripture which perfectly describes this whole situation. You see, you go back to the first century. God was manifest in the flesh in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He comes down not just as the Messiah, but He comes down to show them the truth. And what did they do? They killed Him. They crucified Him. The Jews got Jesus in trouble and got the Romans, Pontius Pilate, to execute Him in a Roman crucifixion manner. That's what they did. And God just says, oh, I'm so sorry for that. I'm so sorry. Can I just have a hug? No, He didn't say that. God says, oh, okay. You did that. I'm going to kick you out of your land. And I'm going to disperse you throughout all the different nations out there. And I'm going to put you to the test. Will you stay true to My word? You know, when Jesus was here on the earth, He would say, it is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. He wasn't referring to some kind of oral Talmudic, oral Torah that can be changed or twisted depending on the whims of the rabbis. He wasn't referring to that. He was talking about written Scripture that He Himself inspired. This is inspired of God. And the horrible things you read about in the Old Testament that people, atheists, like to point out, yeah, God's showing what a miserable failure the children of Israel have been. Yeah, that's what He's showing. And so, why? Because then you can say, okay, then if they're that bad and God will save them, then He'll save a wretch like me as well. You see, this book is about humbling man and exalting God. That's what it's about. But let me read a couple verses of Scripture here. Seeing then that we have such hope, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. That's what I do. Oh, you should be loving and more, you know, careful with your words. then I wouldn't be loving. If I see you in a boat and you're kind of half knocked out or sleeping, and I see you and you're heading towards a waterfall where you're going to go down and perish, I'm going to be yelling and screaming at you. I'm not going to say, excuse me. Good words and fair speeches is how false prophets deceive the hearts of the simple. They make merchandise of you, like church buildings do. That's not me. Verse 13, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. The whole Old Testament system's been abolished by Jesus Christ. You don't need all your little sacrifices, animal sacrifices. The perfect Lamb of God without sin came and he died on the cross to pay for your worthless, ungrateful hides, to all the Jews out there. And because you rejected him before the crucifixion and after the crucifixion, when the disciples were sent out to confirm the word with signs following, confirm the word, not confirm oral misty traditions, mystical traditions of the sages. Okay? They confirmed the word with signs. You rejected it. So the Lord says, okay, I'm going to have to do some things to punish you. Verse 15, but even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Moses is read. What's that talking about? That's talking about the Torah. The veil is upon their heart. They're not going to be converted. They don't think of themselves as sinners. They can write this kind of satanic garbage right here, and they can say, hey, you know, it's just, you don't understand it. You don't, you know, you're not capable of it. The veil is on their heart. Very wicked, dark hearts that these people have. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. You're going to turn to the Lord, Jews out there, because God is going to send the time of Jacob's trouble on this earth. The book of Revelation is all about that. And he's going to send Moses and Elijah, the two witnesses, Revelation chapter 11. Then it'll turn to the Lord. Then they're going to see in things and say, we've been wrong the whole time. And every Jew out in the future, there's Jews right now that agree with me. They hate the Talmud just as much as I do. They see that and they say, that's disgusting. We don't believe that. But in the future, every Jew that's left, every single one of them is going to say, I agree completely. That Talmud is wicked. That's what will happen. Verse 17, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We are made in the image of God. Man is made in the image of God. Body, soul, spirit. Three parts to one person. God was manifest in the flesh, the Bible says. Well, I don't believe that Jesus was Lord, God or whatever. That's your opinion. But you can't say the New Testament doesn't teach it, because the New Testament clearly teaches that Jesus Christ is God. And these type of wicked devils over here, they say, oh, that's idolatry. It's not idolatry. It's the truth. And you better come to terms with it. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, the Bible says in Romans chapter 11. God's got plans for the Jews in the future. They're going to be pretty bad plans. The church did not replace the Jews. Okay? Again, I get so sick and tired of that, seeing that in the comments and whatever else. The New Testament speaks very negatively about the Jews and that they're going to have to be corrected in measure. If the church replaced the Jews, then that would be speaking negatively of the church. Duh. Some people still don't get it. So there we have another volume of the Talmud done right there. It disgusts me reading this stuff. And there's other things I'm seeing, and I'm going to keep showing some of the stuff, and I'm going to try to be as gentle as I can with things, in terms of how I speak it, how I bring it out. But I love people. Again, you know, I see so many people, they just hate anything that with the name Jew on it, or Israel, or it's just all evil. Well, that causes some contradictions, because we're supposed to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to everybody out there. Show the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes you have to say it the way I'm saying it right now, with some anger and some righteous indignation. I don't want to be around people that think it's okay to tell minor girls under 11 years old, if you're between 11 and 12 and a half, then you should use contraceptives. But if you're before 11 years old, you don't need contraceptives. You don't even have to worry about it. That's disgusting to me. I don't want to be around people that would look at my little 10-year-old boy and say, you should be going out and having relations with adult women. And I'm not going to call these people righteous people. They're not righteous. They're wicked. They're sinful. You better repent. You better repent. That's all I have to say about that. And I'll continue to make these videos and continue to preach the Word of God and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my desire is that all men might be saved according to the Scriptures. Thank you for watching.